6:41 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I had told you over the last couple of days that we're trying to work our way through all the amendments and get them knocked out this week before early voting starts next week. And I know a lot of you might have mail-in ballots. You might have already mailed in your ballot. This is my eternal frustration with the extended period of time during which people cast votes, because you never know when you need to talk about stuff. You know, you talk about it in September, and nobody remembers it come election. You talk about it in October, it's too late. People are already voting. I don't know how to solve that problem. So we're just doing our best all the time. By the way, there's a debate, tonight, right, at Olive Baptist Church for the District 4 Escambia County Commission seat, put on by the Finley JoJo people, I believe, is the kind of the hosting entity for that. So that should be very interesting. But that is not the subject for the moment. The subject for the moment is, in fact, abortion, something that we all love to talk about all the time. Unfortunately, it is on the ballot this year, and so by necessity, we have to talk about something that, you know, you rarely have a conversation about this topic, and people come away thinking, you know, man, I'm just so glad we talked about that. It just usually makes everybody upset on both sides. Everybody feels like, you know, nobody says anything that's productive, and so why would we bother talking about it? Just alienates people. I totally understand. I mean, I used to teach ethics for 10 years. We talked about this subject, and it's a hard subject to do well. And especially in this one, this Amendment 4, this right to abortion initiative, you've got, you know, there's a lot of perspectives on this. So here we go. The actual amendment, you know, what does it say? It is called, official title, the Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, which is another way of saying that this is a pro-choice, or maybe you don't like the term, pro-abortion amendment. It's to expand access to abortion or to protect access to abortion. This Amendment to Limit Government Interference in Abortion, I think that's a little bit of a biased title, but fine. Government laws interfere with freedom, and the freedom to pursue an abortion is a freedom that some people want. Okay, lots of people want. All right. Proposed ballot summary says, quote, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. And then there's a long, like, financial impact statement that the Supreme Court of Florida has approved. I think the financial impact statement has some elements that are fair, and as a pro-lifer who opposes this amendment, I mean, that shouldn't surprise you. If you have never listened to the show, maybe, but if you know who I am, of course, you know I'm against this one. But I think there are some elements in the financial impact statement that are actually excessive and biased. The proposed amendment would result in significantly more abortions and fewer live births per year in Florida. Duh. I mean, that's, you can't argue that. That's the goal of the amendment, right? The increase in abortions could be even greater if the amendment invalidates laws requiring parental consent before minors undergo abortions and those ensuring only licensed physicians perform abortions. Because if you require only licensed physician, that could be viewed under litigation or implementation as a prohibition, penalty, delay, or restriction. Also, parental consent could be viewed as a prohibition, penalty, delay, or restriction, since the amendment summary only protects notification of parents. It doesn't protect consent of parents, which is the current law. Now, would it actually allow children to get abortions without parental consent? I don't know. I think nobody knows for sure. But since the language doesn't specifically preserve consent, you have to wonder, why doesn't it preserve consent? Because it could have been written to say, this amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification and consent to a parent or guardian. It could have said that, and it doesn't say that. And omissions are as important as inclusions when you're talking about legal jargon. So the two things that the sentence says, the financial impact says, is there will be more abortions. True, of course, not controversial. More controversial is that it could have more abortions for minors, because it's not restricting it to physicians only, and because it doesn't involve parental consent, only parental notification. It goes on. There is also uncertainty about whether the amendment will require the state to subsidize abortions with public funds. Because sometimes, and here the argument is, that if you can't have prohibition, penalty, delay, or restriction, well, failure to provide public funds can be viewed as a delay or restriction, because people who don't have money, it is sometimes argued by progressives, that constitutes an impediment for which the government is obligated to overcome. The government must pay for this because it's unfair for them to not have the money to pay for it themselves. That has been used in the past in many other subject areas. So that's not that outrageous either. Litigation to resolve those and other uncertainties will result in additional costs to the state government, and state courts will negatively impact the state budget. Oh, okay, this is BS. I mean, I'm saying this is a guy who opposed the amendment. Who? Come on. In a, what is our budget? 110? That's, I have, on memory. $1 billion. And the litigation costs. We engage in litigation all the time to defend laws. Or to figure out what the law says. Of all the things you could say, that's silly. An increase in abortions may negatively affect the growth of state and local revenues over time, because the fiscal impact of increased abortions on state and local revenues and costs cannot be estimated with precision. The total impact of the proposed amendment is indeterminate. There are going to be fewer people. Fewer people means fewer employees. Fewer employees buying things and generating income makes fewer taxes, which means that affects the budget. Okay, true. I mean, if you get rid of people, you get rid of income, you get rid of profitability and produce and taxes. All true. But again, I mean, that's a fairly silly thing to have in the amendment. Even if it's true, it just seems like, okay, fine. You know, it's like I say, I the first half, fine. The second half, you're pushing. Here's the thing. This will clearly protect abortion well past what is currently allowed under Florida state law. Right. Currently, under Florida state law, no abortions after 6 weeks unless, and the unlesses are things like rape, incest, right, life of the mother. There are exceptions, or the fetus is not alive. Okay, there's some rules. Also, you have to wait 24 hours. You know, first information, second notification. Doctors have to perform. There's a variety of things in the law right now. This would make it all the way through viability, which is, you know, through the second trimester, basically. So you're talking, you know, what, 24, 25 weeks, something like that. So it would allow any abortion for any reason through viability. So that's a radical departure from where we're at now. It would also allow post-viability abortions if healthcare provider, undefined, could include a lot of different things, including, I mean, potentially a psychiatrist. We don't know. That's the question. It's ambiguous. And it decides that for the health, not life, health of the patient, they don't call her mother, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. So that could be anywhere through full-term delivery, depending on some things that have yet to be determined. So it is a pretty radical enshrinement of the right to seek abortion. It's not a full-blown for any reason whatsoever period with no limits, but the limits seem pretty frail. The limits are pretty weak. Okay, so my usual take on amendments is what? John, I've now covered three amendments. What's my first thing I always say?
No.
No on the amendment. Right. Always vote no, even if you love the amendment. Unless two things. Number one, it's something the legislature cannot do. Number two, you're really sure that it's a great idea. Not just a good idea, but a great idea, and doesn't really have any serious drawbacks, because once you put that sucker in a constitution, it's not coming out, almost certainly, right? So let's talk about number one. Can the legislature do that? Well, of course. The legislature has given us the 6 week with the 15 week, right? The legislature has done what it's going to do. Can the legislature do this? They certainly can. If you're pro-choice or pro-abortion, and they are different, but, you know, do you think abortion is good or do you think abortion is bad, but it should be legal? That's the basic difference. You might look at this legislature and say, somehow or other, these Republicans have a stranglehold on the legislature, and they're not going to change. And so the only way to make this issue what I want it to be is to go through a constitutional amendment. Now, it's not quite what I normally say, which is, you know, the legislature can't do it. Okay. But I actually sympathize. I'm trying to be as neutral as I can in talking about this, just to think it through. This is one of those cases where if you really do want almost limitless abortion in this state, this is the only way you're going to get it anytime soon. The legislature is so much in the control of the Republicans. And so if that's your goal, then this is probably a vote yes. I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but I'm trying to give, you know, reasonable assessment of this. On the other hand, if you are pro-life, I mean, you're probably already going to vote. Did I say vote yes? Anyway, you're probably going to vote no. Okay. And you should vote no in the sense that you don't want to put stuff like this in the Constitution, because once you put it in the Constitution and once we figure out what the Constitution has said, oh man, it's going to be really bad compared to where we're at right now. Now, the second part about the certainty. Again, I kind of similar analysis. If you really want unlimited abortion up to third trimester abortions, then yeah, you should vote for this, because that's what this does. Now, if you want relatively limited abortion for most any reason up until week 22, 23, 24, 25, something like that, and you think the government should stay out until that point, and you're against later term abortions, you probably want to vote no, because this goes too far past your perspective. Unless what you're willing to say is, abortion until week 25 is so important to me that I'm willing to take the cost of the few cases where it's going to be late-term abortion. I'll take that trade, though I hate to have to take it. I'll take it because the legislature is never going to pass anything like this. So all I've done, I mean, I've told you I'm against this. You would be shocked if I said vote for them. Like, who is this person? All I'm trying to tell you is this is, based on what you already believe about this issue, here's how you should probably vote. And I hope that reasoning is helpful for you. There's all kinds of arguments on both sides of this. I've talked about that as an issue before in many different ways. If you cut through all the smoke and all the silliness and all of the, you know, men shouldn't have a say and all, just all of that, this would eliminate virtually every limitation or restriction on abortion that currently exists or that could even be imagined to exist, including, at least it seems likely, parental consent and late-term abortion restrictions. If you want that, vote for it. If you think that's dangerous, vote against it. If you think that's really, really bad, vote against it. That's my assessment.